Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Coffee with Carissa show. Today, I'm talking about what you're prioritizing and how that is affecting your results. Now, this was inspired by a conversation that I had this morning in my Inner Circle program with a couple of my clients who are both setting up their own personal brand coaching businesses. So my Inner Circle, in case you didn't know, is for entrepreneurs who are successful, who have built a successful business already. In my case, they're beauty salon owners who are now realizing that they would like to teach other people how to do what they have done around their areas of expertise. And so I teach them how to grow a personal brand, a Facebook group, sell online courses, et cetera, et cetera. But I was having a conversation with one of my Inner Circle people specifically around how she currently has, you know, still has an existing business, a lash business, and it's very, very busy and successful. And yet she wants to she wants her online brand to really take off, and she wants to eventually migrate from having a salon into a full-time coaching business. Now, I have done this myself as well, and I, you know, remember that period of when I, you know, still had my beauty salon to run, but I was starting a new business on the side. And it's quite overwhelming. There's a lot of stuff that you've got going on, and it can be really easy to do what needs to be done first, or what you tell yourself in your mind needs to be done first, but put other things off for later that just never end up getting done. Now, this, you might recognize this within yourself in different areas of your life or business as well. So in this case, it's doing things like, you know, the payroll and the stock ordering and, you know, taking client bookings and taking client orders, but then everything to do with her personal brand, her coaching business, comes after all of that is done. And she's finding it hard to find the time to get it done. So basically what I said to her is that, you know, whatever you're prioritizing is the direction that you are going to continue going in, or is what's going to continue happening for you. So what you need to do is decide what is your priority, and you need to do those things first. So back when I still had my salon and I was starting my coaching business, in my head, like, I just got to a point where I'm like, well, look, I can see the transition happening. I want to start this new business. I have had the salon for, you know, 8 to 9 years. And there was a part of me that just didn't want to do it anymore. It was a great business, but it was time, like, I'd had enough and I needed to move on to something else. And so I sold it, which you can do with a business, by the way. You don't have to commit to doing one thing forever. But I needed to make, like, in my head, I was like, okay, so my new business needs to be making the same amount of money as my current business, or at least paying me the same amount of money as my current business before I can let the current business go, because I didn't want to be stuck with no money, you know, no income coming in. Or I could have sold the business first and then started the new one, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to get the new one working. Anyway, so what I had to do, and this can be difficult for a lot of people, what I had to do was to start putting the personal brand and the coaching business's needs first before I did anything else in the beauty salon. And because of that, it took off quite quickly. But if I had have put it last and done it behind everything else that I was doing for my beauty salon business, that would have been easy to do because that business was making good money and I was comfortable with it. I was making enough money that, you know, it didn't really matter. Like, you know, there was a part of me that was like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't really matter if I do much this week because I'm making money anyway and my staff are working and whatever. So I had to find that part of me, like, self-discipline, determination. You know, sometimes that is what it takes. You just have to be disciplined enough to say, look, I'm going to do this. And then you make yourself do it, even if you don't want to, because you can see the future and stay focused on the future that you want, rather than the future that you have. So, yeah, you need to, whatever it is for you, It's probably going to be different for you depending on what your goals are. But if you have something that you currently want to do or that you want your future to look like and you are not prioritizing that thing, it could be just that you're not prioritizing your own marketing in your business. I see so many people do this, like they wake up and they just start answering requests from everybody else all day and doing everything that the clients want, everything that their staff wants. But they're actually not putting the needs of their own business first, meaning they're not prioritizing marketing, advertising, focusing on business growth, coming up with new offers for their existing clients, sales conversations, following up, all of the money-making activities. Like if your day is just engaging on social media, but not actually, you know, putting the time into the activities and the things that actually make sales and bring revenue and profit into the business, then, you know, you're not prioritizing bringing revenue and profit into the business, is where I'm going with this. So it could even be your health and fitness. You know, I've just recently signed up to a gym again for the first time in years, actually, because I'd been so sick and had a lot of health issues, and then I had surgery and I'm finally feeling back to good again. So, but I now know that if I want to build muscle, which I do, because I feel like it's been gone backwards over the last couple of years after having kids, I need to put that first or it's not going to happen. If I go about my day and do everything in my business and in my day and then be like, I'll go to the gym at nighttime, I know myself, I'm going to be tired, I'm going to talk myself out of it, I'm not going to do it. So I have to now create, like, restructure my whole week to reschedule things so that I drop my kids off at kindy and I go to the gym, and I do that before I do anything else in my business, before I even look at my messages, before I even look at my phone, before I talk to any of my employees, you know, because that is my primary, most important thing. And I know if I do that, it's going to get done. Whereas if I let everything else distract me before I do that, then it's not a priority to me, and it won't get done. Or it'll be really easy for me to say, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it later, or just not do it at all, you know? So hopefully that really makes sense to you. It can be really easy to stay in the habits that you currently have, though, and to be comfortable where you are, because we get comfortable. Like, as human beings, we're like, this is my normal now, this is comfortable. But in order to have a different experience or to have a different result, you need to make different choices and you need to take different actions. So, think about this. If you want to grab a pen and paper and do a little journaling after watching this or listening to this, then just write down, like, look, what is my priority right now? And am I taking the necessary or required actions to actually bring that to life? Or if I'm not, what do I need to be doing differently? And if you really want it, you really want it bad enough, and you want it so badly that you're not prepared to keep making excuses and keep letting other things interrupt you, then you will do what it takes, or you have to do what it takes to make sure that those things get done first before doing anything else for anyone else. So, you know, could be your fitness, could be your marketing, could be your business growth, could be your education. Maybe you've signed up to a course to learn how to do something, but you haven't done the course yet. And you're like, I'll do it later because I'm busy. You know, you're not going to actually improve those skills until you prioritize the education. So it is the same for you. Whatever you prioritize, that's the direction that you're heading in. So if you're prioritizing everybody else other than your own needs, or everybody else other than your business's needs, then you're not actually going to be moving forward in the direction that you want. You're moving forward in the direction that everybody else wants you to go in. So just keep that in mind. Do the thing that you want first, or that's going to take you to where you want to go first, and everything else needs to come around that. If you enjoyed this little mini rant and lesson today, please comment and let me know. If you're not currently subscribed to my podcast as well, please go on to Apple or Spotify podcast and search for Coffee with Carissa and subscribe. That would be amazing. And if you would like to leave a review, that would also be amazing. I'd be super grateful for that. It's still only quite new. And if you have any questions about this or would like to commit to doing this, I would love to know what your most important thing is. So please comment on this video in the Coffee with Carissa group and let me know what it is that you are going to be prioritizing from this point forward. Make it public, commit to it, and watch how your life changes because of it. Okay, thank you so much for watching. Hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you on social media somewhere. Okay, bye-bye.